no tax.
Little boy today, he was up on the bus all by himself.
When the train's coming at you, though, you kind of get a real nice gust of wind.
I go to the middle.
Why do you go in the middle?
Because that's where the air conditioning is at. That's where all the air is at.
I know over there I'll be dying. Here I'm a lot more comfortable. I feel the breeze, a little bit of breeze.
I think it's great. You have a lot of homeless people around here. They don't have access to water.
This seems sort of good, and in the restaurants I drink water from the tap all the time.
Just how hot are you, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yeah, we're going to go there. How can we not? How many of us are on fire? Ooh, probably 150 million people. I don't think many people are going to call this show and tell me I am loving this 120-degree feeling I'm getting. Because then you are a super freak. Because it's very tough to get comfortable. I'm telling you, you melt the second you open the door. You really do. Triple-digit temps. Don't agree with me. I don't know about the rest of you. And everything's so dry. Some areas getting no rain. I haven't seen rain in my life, I think, for 3.5 weeks. It's ridiculous. I am just hoping it'll pour, that the heavens will open, and I'll just get pelted. I'm walking around with an umbrella in a briefcase, hoping that that happens, hoping that I gotta fling it open. But it's not likely, and they say it could be this way for another couple of weeks. It depends on where you live, of course. But the heat is halting anything outside. I love what they did in Minneapolis at a clever movie theater. On the marquee, here's what it said. We have AC. Who cares what's playing? Yeah, time to go to the movies. If you, in fact, are going to go to the movies, you better make sure you give yourself enough time, because I think that's what will happen. People are going to head to the place where they can be the coolest. And usually when you go to a theater, it's the opposite effect anyway. It's too cold. So now, naturally, to be able to go and sit for a couple of hours and really feel that cold air on you. And it's everywhere. I mean, we're talking about the Midwest, Kansas City, terrible weather there, Nebraska, Texas, Oklahoma. And it's no joke when the power goes out. The power goes out, what are you going to do? Well, they're going to do everything they can in Chicago, where it did go out, to help the 7,000-plus who didn't have electricity figure out where they could go to get cooled off. And every year, we have the heat. Every year, people complain and comedians make jokes about it. And every year it's back again. But this just seems worse. It's not for a couple of days. It's not for a week. It's for 14 days, 21 days. It's nutty. I mean, records are dropping one by one. And what is really sad, though, are the people who, I think it's almost like they have heat stroke. They run around. Imagine this. And I actually saw this today. But it worked out because she flipped around quickly. You're in such a rush. You're just trying to beat the heat. You have a child in the seat, and you forget. You open the door, poof, close the door, lock it, run to the store. That's not a good thing. Because what's going to happen to that kid in the hot car? Of course, we know the tragedy of that. Then you think of, I was thinking about this today. There was one time when I went to a zoo, and it was hot outside. And I'm not kidding you, the signs all around the zoo said stuff like, animals are exhausted because of the heat. No animals to see. They simply can't take it anymore. And I thought, wow, I picked a great day to go to the zoo, didn't I? In Chicago, they're dealing with that. They gave some of the animals huge blocks of ice filled with meat and fruit so that they would cool down. They'd go after the ice. So we know where we're at with the heat. Even though the heat has been turned up across the nation and we're all cooking, I don't know what they are doing in Washington, because there has not been an official solution yet. There's been some suggestions. There's going to be a big Senate vote that might even happen over the weekend, but we're still at a standoff over the U.S. debt. However, there were a few flies on the wall with pens, or recording devices anyway, and it started to come out that the deal might happen. Might happen. So is that just being thrown out there as raw meat to pacify some people? I don't think so. I think that the congressional aides, because I think that's where that came from, who didn't want to release, you know, they want to say their name, of course, but they feel confident that a deal could happen. The problem is the disagreement on whether to extend the Bush tax cuts for people earning more than $250,000 a year, and they haven't agreed to anything on that. However, on everything else, I guess they're a lot closer. Here's what I want to know. For everybody listening, because we have both ends of the spectrum, young and old. So for everybody listening on Social Security, you have to be on pins and needles if you really need those checks, because what will the inflation index for Social Security benefits look like? Is it going to be more restrictive? That's one of the things that has been talked about. That some of the entitlement programs, the age eligibility, for example, for Medicare would change, and so would the restrictive inflation index, which is a big deal because that would cut a chunk of money or at least not add any new money, sometimes for a long time. But what happens to those Bush tax cuts? That's what I want to know. What are they going to do there? Lindsey Graham, longtime senator from South Carolina, after Harry Reid, the Senate minority leader, got so upset over the fact that this started to leak, that there was a deal going on. Reid goes crazy, says he can't believe it, and next thing you know, everybody starts weighing in, including Lindsey Graham. Take a listen.
Don't let this moment pass. Don't become the enemy of the American people who want to see their government change before it's too late.
Yeah. Now, I said this before. I don't think we get back to the black while I'm still alive. I feel pretty confident that I can say that. I do. Because I really, Senate Majority Leader, by the way, I really don't feel as though we're going to see that. I don't. Because we're so deep in the hole, and we're just talking about paying interest. And see, that's what people forget. You hear these big numbers, $14 trillion plus. Geez, we're going to try to lop off $4 trillion. Yeah, over 10 years. And the interest is stacking up, and we're paying on the interest. So it's kind of like, ooh, too bad the government can't hit the lottery. But even that would be nothing. It would have to be the global lottery. Do you think that's what it's about? Do you think Obama wants a global lottery? Let's go all in on the global lottery. All right, meet me on the flip side. We're going to take some calls. You want to throw in your 2 cents, please do. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Two, three, four.
Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
What do the NFL and Congress have in common? Apparently, they don't know when they've really cut a deal because the owners vote 31-0 with one abstention that they would end the lockout. They voted to end the lockout. They took a vote. It took a very short amount of time happening on Thursday night. But the players' union boss, DeMaurice Smith, said, oh, there's no agreement between the NFL and the players right now. So, like this show, you never know what's going to happen as we zig and zag all over the place. Owners say the lockout's over. Equipment is headed to camps. The Hall of Fame game was canceled. The first game of the season is on the board. But the players could say, no, forget about it. And if they do, and they don't work out a few of those little kinks that are still hanging around, then this is false excitement. False excitement. Ugh, then you'd really hate Goodell, wouldn't you? Because Goodell was just so excited. The owners approved a supplemental revenue sharing system. Yay! They're going to do this. They're going to do that. The players will get more. The old CBA terms on benefits and discipline and safety will be unchanged, but yet they'll get more if there is some kind of an injury down the line. Yeah, I think there'd be a lot of trust in this. However, because it was leaked out, for sure they want to see, they meaning the players and the owners, want to try to seek a solution to end this craziness, right? 800-259-5791. Those are the digits. Let's take a few. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing swell, except for the heat.
Yeah. Everybody's going to complain about the heat. It's ridiculous, huh?
Yeah. So you think the NFL strike is about over?
I do. I mean, the owners, maybe they're premature because, hey, the players still have a vote coming up. What are they going to say? What's going to happen there? But I think it'll wrap just in time for the regular season.
Yeah. And we're going to have Nail the Score this year, right?
Yeah, we're going to have Nail the Score. Woohoo! It's my favorite. It's, you know, Donovan loves it too because he has to answer a million phones. So who wouldn't want to do that when they come to work?
Is Donovan going to have his computer ready?
Right, to pick the random games of the week, yes.
Yeah. Is your husband going to hold the dartboard?
Touche, very funny.
Well, I'm sorry, Kate.
That's all right. Hey, I know how that is. I lost my voice the other day. I understand.
I'm just so disappointed that Harry Reid is disappointed. golly, that just breaks my heart. Ruined my whole day. Very typical of our government. Nobody knows anything.
Right.
You know, the only people that know anything are third-level staff members who, you know, get over in the corner and say, oh, this is what we're doing, but don't tell anybody.
Right.
You know.
Or the people who clean the White House. I had a friend who had a source. His best source, Dale, was somebody who cleaned the White House because they acted like he wasn't a person, like he wasn't around. So he'd be dusting, vacuuming, whatever, picking things up, and they just flat out would talk openly around him.
Yeah, and I wonder why we lose some of our secrets anyway. You know, I was talking to a young college kid last weekend, and I found out a little something. I guess it's no surprise to most people, was to me a little bit. But they have a tremendous sense of entitlement. They're owed things. They're victims. You know,
You mean that you're talking about Congress?
No. I'm talking about young college kids.
I'm sorry. I got you. You were talking to a kid. I lost track there.
Yeah,
I thought you somehow you weaved
well,
in something about Congress.
I apologize. It's it's no wonder we're in the hole that we're in with, you know, leaders coming up that have that kind of philosophy.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, here's what they call them, Dale, the millennials. They call them millennials, I think it is. And then, you know, the slacker generation, then the hacker generation, and then the plain fed up generation, which I think I'm part of. But it's true. It is very true. You'll find some incredibly bright, talented, young 20 something who wants to take on the world and help people and just, you know, be a good citizen and all that stuff and went through school in 4 years and did whatever. And then there's another group where it's like, you know what? They're going to fire me from my job. I don't care. And I'll just stay at home for a little longer and do whatever. Absolutely.
Well, the idea that, you know, we can have peace in the world 100% of the time, a wonderful goal, just not realistic.
Yeah. Sadly, not realistic. Yeah.
There's going to be somebody that's going to want to hurt us. It just isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Freedom has never been, according to an old phrase, freedom never has been free.
Yeah.
There's a price to be paid for it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I don't see that they understand these things.
Yeah.
That it takes a lot of personal responsibility to live in our country, and they just don't want it.
Yeah. I think, well said. You have a great weekend. I think
you
that... somehow that goes over the heads of, and I don't want to crucify a lot of people in their 20s, in their early 20s, because I've given a lot of kids jobs that are just brilliant, that have just done great things in the past in places where I've been, and they would fall into that category. However, it is much more prevalent, you know, whatever, and the awareness factor, maybe that's too what he was getting at, is the bar is low. And that is scary when you think of, wow, where are we headed? Because it's always about the generation after you. It's always about who's coming up next, what's happening. That's why the deficit, when people sound off about that, well, they have kids. Their kids have kids. They see how squeezed everybody's getting. And even if they are making a decent living, what is decent? How much is decent anymore? It's just like they're talking about, oh, a family with making $250,000. Well, of course, how many kids do they have in that family? It depends on so many other circumstances. Sometimes these numbers that are thrown out, is that after tax, pre-tax? What is that? And I'll be curious to see what they do with that, to see what they do with the Bush tax cuts. Do they leave it in place? Do they finagle with it? Do they just completely rip it up? You know, that'll be one to watch for sure. Absolutely. I got to throw this in here because I started off, too, talking about the NFL owners okaying the labor deal. The players now have to vote. We'll see if they vote, and it ends up being smiles all around. But because I'm on a quick sports note, you know, when you go to games, it's like the great game of baseball. Bear with me for a second. Baseball and politics go hand in hand. When you go to a baseball game, you're just not expecting that you're not going to leave that game whole. However, we've had a recent increase in weird accidents. In Texas a couple of weeks ago, they had a guy who was just trying to grab a ball that an outfielder had thrown up toward him, and he ended up dying. He was with a 6-year-old son, one of the saddest stories ever. And the son saw him fall and all that, and initially he was okay when they put him on a stretcher and all of that stuff. And then he died. Now you have a baseman for San Diego, Orlando Hudson, who collided with the wall that flat out knocked him unconscious. I saw the video of that. Wow. Wow. So they took him off the field. He was strapped to a stretcher with a brace on his neck. But after San Diego won, beating Florida 5-3, apparently he was okay enough to text and walk through the clubhouse. He did go to the hospital for precautionary tests. He's expected to be fine and will join the Padres in Philadelphia on Friday. But very scary the way some of them, the crown of their head hits, smashes into that wall. All right, we're up against it, but we'll join you for more on the flip side.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and a free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
All right, you're invited. You want to throw in your two on the deficit noise coming out of D.C. The Senate expected to take their vote, and many taking that proverbial line in the sand very seriously. In the Senate side, I expect that they'll pass their version of what should happen that we've talked about. And the House, we know what happened there. Ultimately, there's supposedly been some kind of a meeting again with Boehner and the president. There's a lot of whispers in the White House that a deal has been struck. Boehner denies that there's any deal. We'll see. Like I said, it's kind of like the whole NFL thing. Right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, you know, I was looking at listening to what's going on with the NFL deal right now, and it kind of analogy I was thinking about is it's kind of like the owners are new car salesmen, you know? And, they had all these cars on their lot, and they were, like, showing it to the players, no, 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 no. And all of a sudden, the players got a car that they kind of like, you know. But, of course, you know, if you go to a new dealership, you know, most salesmen are trying to make that sell the same day, you know, because they don't want you to walk away and think about it and come back and then not come back, you know. They want
to. They try. You know what, that's a good analogy. They try to wear you down. You sit in some office, and then they say they got to go talk to some guy. And even if you work a deal through the Internet, anybody listening to me that sells cars, you know it's true. They are dragging you around. They are wearing you down. You're right. They don't want you to leave. So whatever it takes to get the sale, they're going to do it.
Well, you know, I told you I bought a new turbo diesel Jetta last year, and I was so upset with the deal they were offering me that I literally got out and got in my car and was driving away, and the sales manager comes running out and says, "Stop, stop. He said, come back in. I promise you, you'll like these numbers, you know." And they still screwed me over, you know. But
of course.
You know, but they're so the players are basically saying, hey, we're not going to buy the car on the first visit, you know. We're going to go look at it, and we're going to look over the deal. And I don't blame them for that. This is a 10-year commitment, you know, that they've got to make. And, you know, they got to go over things and, you know, just not rush things. And, you know, they're you know, the players, even though, you know, some of them are probably idiots, Torello ones included. No, I'm just kidding. They gotta make a deal for 10 years, and you know they gotta make sure it's right. You know,
yeah.
Once they're under their contracts, you know they don't have any say so. You know, it's all the power goes back to the owners. You know, so I'm sure they're not gonna turn down $9 billion. I mean, you know, that's how much they made last year. You know, so it sounds like some good deal. But I did see a good joke from Kate about the NFL. Did you ever see that movie? Did you ever see that movie, The Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Philly native, ain't he? Because I know he played that movie where
no,
he was.
No, he's a Boston native. But, yeah, it was about Philly, yeah.
He's a Bostonian? Okay, well, anyway, there was a scene in the film where he was dressed up in all this Philly garb, you know, and a real nice Philly leather jacket, Eagles, you know, and hat. All of a sudden, he's walking away, and he rolls it all up and stuffs it in the trash can. And I thought, now, that's what all of the Philadelphia Eagle fans did. Just stuff that stuff in the trash can. Give up on that team.
Whatever.
I was thinking of you, Kate. I'm sorry. So.
You're so funny.
Hey, listen, you know, with the debt ceiling and stuff, you know, it sounds like those guys, too, you know, they're probably going to try to figure out some kind of a deal. I'm like you. I agree earlier. The chance of you and my generation seeing the black is going to be very slim. You know, I mean, that's $14 trillion. That's a lot of money. I mean, the rest of the world looks at it and we can't even comprehend how much it is, let alone the rest of the world. I mean,
I know.
China's got about what they're up to about $10 trillion a year right now. They're just right behind us. But that's a lot of money and to see it paid off. I mean, it was interesting. Dan was talking earlier. I mean, I love Dan. He makes me laugh. That was a funny joke about Harry Reid. But anyway, though, you know, I've always tried to believe that there is a possibility for utopia in the whole world, Kate, but it's probably not reality, you know. So,
yeah.
But, hey, one last, you know, talking about the debt ceiling and you remember how I was earlier this week, I've been talking about how, you know, what do we point the finger at? You know, when we're pointing the finger at Congress, maybe sometimes we need to look at ourselves, you know.
Sure.
And now they're talking, you know, they're going to be major cutbacks on Medicaid and Medicare, you know, and when you can apply and, you know, whatever, partake of it or whatever, or, you know, for the elderly or whatever, you know. And then you hear these comments come out that 60% of America is obese, you know. And I really wonder between how many people smoke and drink, party, and, you know, and obese in this country. Kate, I wonder how many people are actually, we'd be considered a healthy person, you know. Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do drugs, you know, great shape, does a little bit of a workout every day. I wonder what percentage of America would fall into that category, you know. I mean,
10%?
10, maybe 20 tops?
And maybe 20 tops.
Yeah, 20 you know. And my point is that, you know, like I was talking about when, you know, people looking at, and once again, you know, so I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not the world's best at managing money. I admit that, you know. Like I said, I bought that car and I shouldn't have bought it, you know. But, I mean, I love it. It's been you know, it's just the funnest car. You know, it's got that little racing transmission in it. It's just, you know, great. Gets 40 miles a gallon. I just love it, but, you know, it costs too much money. But in any case, though, at least for me at this time, in any case, though, so, you know, I'm talking about people, you know, being responsible for their personal finances. You know, we're talking about your health, you know. I mean, all these things are pointing towards, you know, if somebody isn't responsible for their finances and they end up in bankruptcy or whatever because of the choices they made, who pays for that? The rest of the country does, the government, i.e. maybe yeah. the government. Same thing with health care. If you're not taking care of yourself, you know, maybe you have health insurance, you know, eventually that can burn out, you know. I mean, there's been people who've gotten into some really bad health problems where their insurance says, hey, we paid out as much as we can, you know. And then next thing you know, you're looking at Medicaid and Medicare. And I guess my point is, Kate, you know, in tackling this big issue with debt and stuff, where do we start at, you know? Maybe we start with ourselves. You know what I mean? You know, we say, you know what?
Right, and trim down our budgets and get in shape and do all those things.
And those are things that are going to help the country itself in the long run. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And so, and Dan brought up a great comment, you know, and because he was talking about, you know, he was talking with a college kid to say, and this feeling of entitlement, you know, and, you know, Kate, I'm just, it's amazing because, you know, I'm not ripping on the illegal aliens right now. They say they're taking jobs that Americans don't want. I got to tell you something really funny real quick. I was, the other night, this was a month or so ago, I've been meaning to tell you about it, it came up in my mind tonight, that I was sitting there in a drive-thru and I was looking through the window of this taco place. It's, I don't know. Anyway, though, it's a pretty popular taco place in America. It's one of the chains, not Taco Bell, but anyways. And I happened to notice that everybody behind the counter was a high school kid, you know? And I was so perplexed by that I drove around, I parked my car, and I went inside and looked at, like, who's working in the back. And I said to this kid, I said, hey, I got a question for you. And he says, yeah. And he says, you know, I'm perplexed. It's all you high school kids are here, you know? It's like, this is great. You guys are learning to work, you know? I mean, it gets busy. It's a hard job. He's like, yeah. And I said, Are there, you know, any Hispanics that work here? I mean, every fast food joint I go to now, you know, there's quite a few Hispanics working there. You know, whether they're legal or not, that's not my issue. And he's like, oh, yeah, they all work the day shift. And I'm like, oh, really? He said, yeah, we're in school. And, you know, then we come in and we work the night. That's how the bus kind of set it up here. But it was so good. I just felt so good to see those kids actually working, Kate. Because
yeah.
you know what it's turned out to be? Parents are just giving their kids them.
Yeah.
They're not making them earn things, Kate. They're not making them work for things.
Isn't that true? I'm going to stop you there for a second. My nephew just visited me, and he just turned 10. And I think his parents do a great job with him. But one thing that they have not done is we all had allowances. You were, even if it, I don't care what it was, but you were raking leaves, you were pushing the vacuum, you were carrying the trash out. And he did that for me, but it's not something that he does at his house. And I thought, wow, why is that? And he's not alone in that. That you're absolutely right. Kids are not taught all that responsibility stuff.
And it's such an important part of development
yes.
and growth, not just education, you know, to learn that, you know, you're going to have to work for things and not expect it. And I think Dan hit that spot right on. You know, this Xbox generation, I call them the Xbox generation, but anyways, you know, they just seem to think that, well, my mom's going to give it to me, my dad's going to give it to me, you know, and they just need to, you know, and I'm not talking about turning them into child slave laborers like we have. We have that issue around the world, unfortunately, you know, but at least, you know, make them earn, you know, the things, you know, and I wasn't sure, you know, I have a best friend, he's got 7 kids, you know, and I didn't know anything about this until I saw this when I was visiting him the other day, and he has two 11-year-old boys, and even today I can't tell them apart, Kate, they're so identical, it's tight, I mean, you know, the only way I can tell apart is the crown on their head, one's on the other one side, they're called mirror twins, but in any case, though, he has them carry their, they all have, you know, the older kids, the older 4, they have a little wallet, you know, they keep their money in it or whatever. And he has
sure.
them carry their allowance around, but they're not allowed to spend it until the next week. And so what happens is he's going around and he, you know, it's like $5. I got 5 $1 bills. And he sees the garbage hasn't been taken out. He finds out whose chore that is. And Jacob was standing around him and he says, give me a buck back.
Oh, I love it. You know, that's a good way to teach responsibility. All right, we're kicking the can down the road.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I feel a dungeon moment coming on. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Before that, though, you can certainly swing your opinions on in 800-259-5791. Somehow we got down this path. It was Dale in Illinois brought it up about people and responsibility and what's happening to the younger generations behind. Have they lost that? Isn't it funny how each generation has its little knock on the other? And it's so true, right? But there does seem to be something to the millennials and where they're headed or not headed. And, of course, the field that they're playing in is a little different than the way it used to be. There is no gold watch at the end of this rainbow. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello?
Hey, okay. Rick. Hey.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm melting.
Of course you're melting, because the whole country is, you know, 141 million of us are. Absolutely.
But when I told you that Cheryl Palin was a crackpot, well, she got the pills to prove it now. So,
you know, the those migraine headaches that she has are so severe, she's had to take medication for it.
It's more migraine, psychotic pills.
You're
Prozac,
awful.
Zoloft, I think Rush Limbaugh's been giving us pills to take, too. So. But, anyway, I knew she's a crackpot the way she talked, so now she got the pills to prove it. And more in high heels. I know a lot of women wear high heels. They got migraine headaches.
We do a little survey. If you wear high heels and you have migraines, call us on American Tonight.
Yeah, I like to see that. Anybody believes that? Don't believe anything. But see, I'm pretty close to having a deal on this budget.
Yeah, supposedly that's the word. The word is that they're close to a deal, although everybody's mum on it and they're denying it. It certainly looks that way. And so what is it? What does that deal consist of that they reset Social Security? It's looking that the entitlement programs will get, what I say, cut a little bit. And ultimately, how much money is going to be there? How much money are they going to snap out of the budgets?
Yeah. I just want Boehner to get these people to line up and vote for it or not. There's a lot of people in his party that don't want to cooperate with him or anything like that. So.
Right, because he has the added problem of now you have Tea Party splintering off.
Yes.
You still have three or four different voices in the Republican Party. And not like you don't have that in the Democratic Party, but they're pulling together a little bit more now. So you're right. It is all about the votes. That's what it is. When you're on the Hill, besides getting reelected, Rick, it's all about getting the votes for whatever the issue is.
And the Tea Party people, they kind of ignore their cap, break, trade war they come up with. They just kind of threw that in the garbage can and went with the Gang of Six. So they're starting to cause a big fuss over it. So. But I don't see what they think they won't gain by letting the economy, government default. You're going to throw millions and millions of people out of work. It's going to make it worse. So.
Yeah, the situation is scary. And I understand the method to the madness. The reason is to say, listen, forget it. I mean, we've got this power here. We're going to use it because otherwise we're going to hear all these promises and we're going to continue to spiral out of control when it comes to the debt. And in the long run, that's going to bite us anyway. So why don't we just take the bullet now? But you're right. The problem is, what does that mean? If you say, okay, just default, does it really mean the dollar tanks longer? Does it really mean there's no money for these programs and Social Security? The people that get it don't get their check. That's not good.
No. Veterans don't get paid.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Holding them hostage is so unfair. First, it's like, okay, the president says it's all about the middle class. But then, and he doesn't say it's all about the middle class, but he says, getting the hardworking people back to work and all that stuff. And then, talking out the other side of his mouth, then he throws the threat out there. Well, the veterans won't get their checks and Social Security won't come. So what do you think is going to happen? People are going to rear up.
Well, sure. They're going to be riots in the streets. That
exactly.
Happens. Anyway, Reagan, he raised the debt about over 20 different times, but, nobody even bitches that. So Obama once raised it once. Everybody's all upset over it. Remember Reagan, he raised it too, so.
Yeah, it just couldn't be in the direction that it's in now, high and this out of control. That's the problem. It's an insurmountable amount of money and paying on the interest. It's like you get a credit card and then you get so far in on the credit card, you can't just pay the minimum because it'll take you 50 years to pay it off or whatever it is. And they always put that on any of the statements you get if you've got a heavier balance that you're carrying is very strange. So the debt talks, thanks, Rick. We're talking about cut, cap, and balance. That is what the Senate will vote on. John Thune, Senator John Thune, had this to say about that balancing act and that this is the way to go. Take a listen.
Cut, cap, and balance is the correct approach because this is fundamentally a spending problem. This is not about revenues, as the White House would like to suggest. This is about getting Congress's spending spree under control.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, who would deny that? Even Democrats, if they really looked at it, at the balance sheet. Yes, there have been other politicians that have struggled with it and haven't done that and have gone down the path of the deficit, but remember that was one of the things that was supposed to change, and it didn't change. And at this point, you just got to cut spending. You got to make hard choices, whether it's fair or whether it's completely foul. You have to make hard choices at this point, and you got to swing the axe, cut down the jobs that you can cut down. It's like a terrible saying, but you know, you get to shoot a villager to save a village sometimes. So they got to figure out who are they shooting, because somebody's going to get upset, somebody's going to get shot down, somebody's going to lose their jobs. Lots of people could lose their jobs, but this is what they're dealing with now at this point. So did John Boehner and the House, do they come up with a compromise on the debt limit? Is it going to be a temporary thing? Because that's what the president was suggesting, temporarily. So for however long it would take them to negotiate a little bit more. Basically, that's what it means. California, by the way, is borrowing ahead of the U.S. debt deadline. I saw a glaring headline about it. You know how much they're borrowing? $5 billion. That'll make you sweat. The Golden State. I can think of a few other things we could call California. They have struggled. All right, and speaking of struggling, Casey Anthony, who I have no love loss for, as you know, I think, yes, the jury acquitted her, basically, of the serious charges of killing her daughter, but I'm going to go with the circumstantial evidence, and I think she did it, but the justice system let her go. So now check this out. The state has reimbursed her defense lawyers for $119,000 in expenses. Another $5,800 is a bill from the defense. That's still hanging around. $91,000 in costs. Some other costs for putting on this trial. The police investigation and the wild goose chase, that was some more money. So without further ado, this whole Anthony fiasco, now that the bills are out there, I got to say, was it worth it for this outcome? Maybe we have to put all of them, a lot of them, back in jail. Could we have the dungeon, please, Donovan?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, you gotta love that. She did leave prison with $500 and some that she got from people sending her money in the mail. But the cost of this 3-year deal, because it's been 3 years with the police investigating when Kaylee was finally reported missing. And here's the sad thing, and I've said this before, you have a dead 2-year-old girl. What, she just showed up in Florida mysteriously near her grandparents' house and that's it? That's what happened here? I'm not buying it, are you?